surrounding area.
And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you, 9:46 on this Wednesday morning, here with Mary Mertz and Melissa Wall with the Riley County Farm Bureau. Any questions or comments, 785-537-1350. And we were just talking about Kids Ag Day, which is a week from today, and I'm pretty excited about this. You guys have some letters from third graders who've attended this in the past, and you're going to read a few excerpts of that.
Yeah, these are wonderful little letters that we get back, and just warm my heart. This one says, "Dear farmers, thank you for teaching us about agriculture. I learned that one farmer feeds 155 people. I also learned that a pig is one of the cleanest animals in the world. Chicken eggs take 21 days to hatch in an incubator. Soybeans make many, many things. When a pig is 270 pounds, then they send the pig to the market. The tour was sensational. Your friend, Jesse."
Does Jesse know what happens when a pig goes to the market? we'll leave that alone. Melissa, you have one as well.
I do. "Dear Riley County Farm Bureau, my favorite animal was the cows. It was cool how the cows can almost see behind them. And I agree that it would be hard to scare the cows. When we learned about soybeans, it was awesome. I never knew that there were soybeans in a lot of the food that I eat. And I never knew that meat goat is called chevron. That is really cool. There's one thing I knew about pigs is that pig meat is called pork." So, you know, you got to give these kids credit where credit is due.
That was pretty well written, too.
This very well written.
This kid might be a news writer sometime.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Then he goes on to say, "Tractors are really cool and fascinating to me, and so are combines. I learned that a gravity is the force that pulls us down. I never knew that sheep meat was called lamb. I will not waste food anymore because I learned not to waste food anymore. Sincerely, Riker."
There we go.
Well, and this one is short and sweet. "Thank you for having us come. Thank you for putting your time and energy into teaching us. I learned things about agriculture that I never knew. Maybe I might become a farmer someday." And that just reminds me of the girls that I talked with early when I started doing this. I would make sure I would approach some of them and say, "How are you doing? Are you enjoying this day?" And a little girl looked at me and she just said, "You know, I love animals and I love food and I'm going to be a farmer when I grow up." And I don't think those kids ever would have thought about agriculture or being a farmer if it wasn't for Kids Ag Day. And so we are, if you want to say, planting the seeds in their minds and their hearts to look into that. And I hope that it continues as they grow as well. And I think maybe we should start thinking about doing follow-ups when they're in high school and
that's
have them back out.
Yeah, and that's another issue where it's like you hear about this enthusiasm, and that's where you really want to make sure that we're making it easier for entrepreneurs to get involved in agriculture. Because I think one thing that kind of we're dealing with sometimes is that really a lot of farmers are getting their farms kind of handed down. It's in the family. But for people who want to start out fresh without any backing like that, it can be difficult sometimes. But that's good to hear that enthusiasm.
Yeah, and it really is kind of neat to watch them, because when we bring them in, we set them on the bleachers and visit with them for a little bit before they start their station rotation. And we have a morning session and the afternoon session. And it's always interesting to visit with them about what they think they're going to learn, and then when it's all over, what they have learned. And as a result, these thank you notes really do explain that our area farmers and ranchers and people who are in the industry do an amazing job presenting. We have a station that the conservation district comes in and does. It's called a water trailer. And it shows, you know, you have this pretty little simulated farm and then what water erosion can do, and about how being a good steward of our soil, as our farmers and ranchers are, that it has helped prevent that erosion.
But one child also said that very honestly that with water conservation, he wanted to make sure we knew that his brother was taking 20-minute showers and that he was going to make sure that his brother stopped doing that, so to conserve water.
Yeah, we do. We have a presentation that's a water-wise presentation. And basically it goes through and it shows how much water we have in the world and how much of it is not usable, not potable water. And then when it comes right down to the end of the presentation, they take an eyedropper and put a drop in the bucket. And that is what is the potable water in the world. And it really does make an impact, like Mary said, that the brother taking the 20-minute shower, that he's going to tell him not to do that any longer. So.
Yeah, that's a lot of drops there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing. That's a visual when you think about
it's,
that.
You know, you'd be welcome to come up and watch some of these stations. They are fabulous. We have some great presenters. We are really blessed when it comes to the people who spend a whole day with us.
For any parents or kids interested in going to this, is this something that's kind of already set up with the schools?
It is already set up with the schools. But if, you know, there is someone out there, they could certainly give me a call and I would visit with them about what we could work in for it. And the phone number they could contact me at would be 785-565-0400.
And I noticed, Mary, on one of these letters, there's a little picture at the bottom. I always looks like a tractor.
It's a combine.
Oh, it is a combine. Yeah.
It's a combine, yeah. And that's another thing that they're able to do is see the equipment that we use and the machinery. And several of them made note that they couldn't believe that the combine was costing $250,000. And they said, well, that's something I am not going to buy.
Well, by then, it'll probably be drone combines for some of these kids by the time they're they're farming. My dad's always been a heavy construction equipment mechanic in Wichita growing up. So on Saturdays, I'll go to work with him, and that's one thing. If you're a kid, you see any sort of tractor at all, whether it's agriculture or construction, your eyes just go huge. And they let me drive a few of them around. They stopped that after a while because they started worrying about insurance reasons, blah blah blah. But driving tractors, that's about as fun as it gets. Some other things you guys got going on.
Well, something else that they like. We always, from the Soybean Commission, they provide us what's called rainbow beans. And what they are chocolate-covered soybeans. And the kids love them. They like them better than peanut M&Ms.
Really?
And it's really kind of cool. I'll have to bring you some if we have some left over after Kids Ag Day for you to try them. Because they all love them. And to the point to where our high school students, the FFA students from all three of our high schools in Riley County, are leaders. Well, they were once our children who were attending Kids Ag Day, and they know, Mrs. Wall, do you have any of those chocolate-covered soybeans? So I always make sure I have some extra stashed away for my high school kids. Because
are those something you make yourself? Or
No, they're made out of a company in Iowa and brought to us by the Kansas Soybean Commission.
All right. You know, Dave, we might have to have some sort of live taste testing of these chocolate-covered soybeans sometime.
I'm in.
All right.
I mean,
that didn't take much arm pulling there.
You know, I don't know about the soybean part, but you said chocolate and chocolate. You know, I suppose if chocolate can make raisins better, it can make soybeans better, right?
You bet.
Grasshoppers, apparently.
Now, if you go to chocolate-covered tofu, I may have issues.
You and I both.
Okay.
Got to draw the line somewhere.
And chocolate-covered ribeyes. There's...
No, let's make those bacon or just plain.
There you go.
Mary, do you have some things?
Well, this is changing topics totally, but I thought it was important that we bring up something that has occurred back in March, and I'm sure most of your listeners are aware of the wildfires that took place. And Melissa and I, as livestock producers, just wanted to make sure that we shared some information about that. Talking to Kansas Livestock Association yesterday, they were saying how over 650,000 acres were lost in 23 counties in Kansas, and due to the and they're considering it the largest wildfire in the state that ever happened in history. So it was just a very devastating and heartbreaking situation, and to think that 3,000 to 5,000 head of cattle were lost in that. you know, just again, it just breaks my heart. And they're going to be struggling out there for years to try to repair the fencing that was lost. And they say they've exceeded $36 million wow. in fencing. So I just wanted to just say, if anybody is interested in helping in that relief, they could go to the KLA.org website, and there's a donation button there that you mm-hmm. can get to and help in that way. Or if you want more information about that, you can call our Raleigh County Farm Bureau office and talk to Melissa too. So
and another example of when something really terrible happens, you really are taken aback by the response. I mean, just outpouring just across the country of people driving in with hay, supplies, all sorts of things. I know there was a group of Raleigh County Farm Bureau folks who went out and helped uh-huh. a lot of people.
There was. We had a group go out from this area. They took out fencing supplies, but mainly when they got out there, they needed to clean up the fencing that had been burnt. So they worked all day cleaning up burnt fence posts and rolling up the barbed wire, but very, very essential because they had to start all over in order for these producers to come back in and put the fencing in. So all the supplies that went out, you know, will be distributed to area farmers and ranchers.
And donated their time as well.
Most right. definitely they donated their time. We not only had area farmers and ranchers that went out, but we also had groups of 4-H and FFA students that went out and dedicated their time, or donated their time, I apologize for that, but donated their time and worked very, very hard. It's not easy work taking fence out, especially when it's been burnt and you're on ground that it's pretty dusty.
And sometimes pretty hard as exactly. well, especially some of that clay ground. I know when I worked on the farm, fence days were not necessarily the days I looked forward to most. I'll admit that. That's some hard work. So.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. You know, and the probably the greatest part about the response is that if it would have happened here, the people from Western Kansas would have been here. There's just something about that bond with agriculture that we're all in it together, and the helping hands that come out and the dedication and the willingness, what do you need, will be there.
And even folks from Oklahoma, Texas,
Ohio,
Nebraska.
Everywhere across the United States, we had several people donating their time and their services and supplies besides money.
Very, very good. Very good. Appreciate you ladies coming on and talking with us about
those things. Thank you.
All right, Dave, I hand it off to you, sir.
All right, Brady, thank you much. Good job this morning, and thanks to Farm Bureau and the work they're doing to help out a lot of Kansans and others across the area as well. Tomorrow, NBAF Program Manager Tim Barr to join us. Also, Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins on K-Man's In Focus. The Clark Howard Show is next on K-Man.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community.